Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
A championship parade slated for downtown in just a couple hours, but let's get to a battle first. The breakfast battle between myself and Marilyn.
Oh, yeah. It is going to be great. It's for Cirque du Soleil tickets that's coming. They've got a big show happening in September. So, Cheryl, welcome to Team Marilyn.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning. And then playing for you is who?
Darcy. Hey, Darcy, welcome to Team Jamar.
Darcy.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. Thank you for joining. So, this morning's topic, everyone, things that are grande. This, of course, is in honor of our Ariana Grande double play week. All week on Chum, when you hear two Ariana Grande songs that we play back to back, call us to win those tickets. So
yeah,
to kick that off, we'll do a grande inspired battle. Now, things that are grande, things that are large, very
like
large
parades.
Items, like parades.
They're big. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Jamar, you're first this week. Good luck. And
hey,
I don't really mean that.
But thank you. No, thank you. Darcy, this is going to be a challenging breakfast battle. So just focus and, and remain calm.
All right.
Let's win this thing. Caitlin?
Darcy, your 30 seconds starts now.
It is the largest canyon in the world, Darcy.
Grand Canyon.
The largest dry desert in the world.
Sahara Desert.
The largest building in the six.
CN Tower.
The Great Barrier, the reef, is in which oceanic country?
Australia.
The mountain which with faces of four former U.S. presidents.
Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
The bridge connecting San Francisco and Marin County.
Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's
look at
really good.
Look at that.
I was going to try to change my wording here, but you're using the words within the answer, so I'm going to just keep my
words. Oh, pardon me.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I'm just reading the paper.
No, that's good. No, but I was looking at this. I'm going, well, no, he's going to do it that way. I'm going to do it this way, too. How many?
Six out of six.
Wow, Darce, that's good.
Yeah,
okay, Cheryl, we could do this.
Oh, God, she was sharp.
I know she was sharp. Cheryl, you're sharp, too. Come on.
Okay.
Okay, things that are grande in honor of Ariana Grande, double play. Let's start it. Caitlin, take us in.
Okay, Cheryl, your 30 seconds starts now.
The famous wall in China.
The Great Wall.
The Leaning Bell Tower in Italy.
Pisa.
The woman that welcomes people in New York Harbor.
Statue of Liberty.
The Ferris wheel located in London. What is it called?
The Eye.
The most powerful waterfall in North America.
Niagara Falls.
The amphitheater in the city of Rome.
The Colosseum.
The residence of the U.S. president.
The White House.
Ah! Ah! Winner, winner!
Ah! Cheryl, you just squeaked by with seven.
Alegria is the show you're going to see with Cirque du Soleil, the big top in September. And by the way, if anybody wants to go to see the wonderful Cirque du Soleil, go to CirqueDuSoleil.com. Tickets are on sale right now. Well done, Cheryl.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Woo! I was good. Okay.
All right. That was big. That was grande.
Okay. That was definitely grande. Hey, Darcy, thank you so much for playing. You did a great job.
Well, thank you.
All right. One off. One shy.
All right.
And now getting the hard-hitting questions answered live on the streets, Marilyn Dennis.
You know what? Everyone is so droopy-eyed and so tired.
Everyone's tired.
And nobody really wants to talk to you. Hi. Do you mind if I talk to you on Charm Radio? You know what? No, thank you.
Stop talking to hungover people. Get some sober people on the phone.
Hi, how are you? Do you want to talk to me on Charm Radio?
Sure.
Okay, what's your name?
Jen.
Okay, Jen. Jen's going to talk to us. Jen, here we go.
Hey, Jen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Jen. You're live.
Woo!
So, how far did you come? How far did you come from, Jen?
I came from Waterloo.
Okay,
right,
cool. Cool.
I left home at 4:30.
Jen, do you have a good spot?
No, I'm just literally walking in here. I drove to Mississauga, and now I took the GO train, and now I'm just reaching Nathan Phillips.
So wait, she's been traveling since 4:30, and she's just reaching Nathan Phillips Square.
Yeah, and it's crazy busy here. Crazy.
What a morning. So what do you have on?
I have on a Kawhi jersey and some Raptors socks.
Nice.
Good.
Okay, cool.
And I have my hat.
Hey, all right, cool. And weather's good so far? Not too bad outside?
It's awesome.
All right, cool. Hey, listen, get your seat and get set, all right? Have a great parade today.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Go Raps, go Raps.
It's getting crazy there, Jamar.
Tell me about it. All right, cool.
They're on the ground. They're leaning up against the fence. And they've got red and purple and white on, and they are tired.
Pretty big crowd so far, Marilyn?
It's huge. I just walked in to get our passes. I'm walking out now, heading back to the station. And I got to tell you, all ages, they've been here really early in the morning. Hi, how you doing?
Hey, how are
What's
you?
Your name?
Gavin Francis.
Where are you from, Gavin?
From all the way up in Woodbridge.
All right. Welcome. Have fun today.
Thank you. Can I get a picture of you?
Yeah, I'm going to get a picture today. I'm very busy, Jamar. I'm very busy.
Marilyn, do your thing. We'll see when you get back.
Okay, bye.
Okay, Marilyn's out there doing a press shoot, and we're looking at this. Whoa!
You see that crowd already?
Okay, so we just turned on CB24. We're looking at the crowd. It is massive out there in front of Nathan Phillips Square.
If you are listening to us driving into the city right now, I'm already telling you, it's 7 a.m. Prepare yourself.
Yeah, you're late.
And create a backup plan. Honestly, there's going to be a lot of places with viewing parties happening. It'll still be great to come in and be part of the action, but boy, crowds are already forming.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. If we haven't already done so, I'm checking our Instagram right now. Okay. Yes. All right. So we'll post on @chum1045 on Instagram the parade route. Mm-hmm. Because if you can't make it up to Nathan Phillips Square, which is looking like it's ram already, this map will show you all the places where the parade will be going past. So you could choose one of the destinations along the route if you can't get as close to the square. But it is a scene out there right now. Let's chat with our very own Shannon Burns, who is in Montreal for another big event. She met Oprah.
Hello.
How you feeling?
Oh, fantastic. I'm on cloud nine.
I'm telling you. Okay, so guys, this is Shannon Burns, of course, of Chum. And she had the experience of a lifetime this weekend. Close encounter with the one and only Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, I got to come to Montreal and go meet her. How crazy is that?
Did you actually meet Oprah?
Yes, I actually met Oprah. She held my hands, both of them. It was just magnificent. I don't know how I'm ever going to be the same.
Well, you're going to have to dip that hand in gold at this point. Gold plate.
Yeah, I'm never washing it again.
So, Shannon, you have confirmation for us that Oprah is indeed a Raptors fan?
Yes, Oprah is indeed a Raptors fan. So she was wearing a Raptors jersey all day. I guess they made her one with her own name on it. She didn't end up wearing it on stage, but she wore it all day and through the meet and greets, and then she came out on stage with like a big Toronto jacket. So she's a big fan. She was very happy that the Raptors won. She was getting into descriptive details about watching all of the games, so it seems like she's a big Raptors
fan.
Wow,
yes. She was all in on Toronto. Man, too bad she couldn't make it into town.
I know, unfortunately, but it was too bad that she kept with her Toronto show. But she says that she loves Toronto and that she will be back. So good news there.
In your brief encounter with her, did you get to talk to her? Or did you get to say anything to her? Did she say anything to you?
Yeah, so I had about like 30 seconds with her. And you know when you like have this like moment in your head that you've built up for so long and it's like the person that you wanted to meet the most and you just have all these expectations?
Yes.
And they turn out to be like nothing like that you built up in your head?
Really?
Well, that is not the case here because Oprah was just perfect in every single form of that Oprah is, and she just like looks deep into your soul and you feel like you're the only person on the planet and you're so important and everything you say is great. That is what Oprah did. She's just magnificent.
Oh no.
She's just the best person in the whole world. So
I don't want Oprah looking into my soul. I don't know what she'll find in there. That's crazy.
Okay. I felt like I like met like a guru and she like held my hands and I immediately like wanted to start crying and just like hug her and thank her, and it was just the best moment of my life.
So to recap, you got to go with your friend Sam East, who's an announcer on our sister station, Virgin. And this was all because when Oprah canceled her show, Sam was so distraught that she posted this funny video about her like crying in various locations throughout our office.
Yeah. So then Oprah actually ended up tweeting Sam, inviting her to the Montreal show. So we got in contact with Oprah's people who said, yeah, come to Montreal. We have meet and greet passes for you.
You're kidding me.
We have tickets to the show. Come by. And as soon as Oprah saw Sam, she goes, Sam!
Wow!
And just has her arms out of it. Yeah.
Did Sam get that on video?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's got it all.
Fantastic. All right, well, listen. Are you ever coming back, or are you just going to stay there in that moment forever?
I'm going to follow. I'm like Oprah's new like roadie. I'm just going to follow her on the rest.
Okay.
See you guys.
However you do that, congratulations to you. We'll see you when and if you come back, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, Shannon Burns. Thank you, Shannon.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day.
Sweet, you too. Have fun.
Yay.
Okay, thanks. Bye, guys.
All right, let's get that E-Talk Entertainment update from Lainey. Good morning, Lainey.
Good morning.
I like you. We the North baseball jacket. It's really not a baseball jacket. It's really an NBA jacket.
Yeah.
That's a swaggy. I like that jacket a lot.
There's only one thing going on today, right?
Right.
Only one thing going on.
It's the Raptors Championship Parade.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Taylor Swift's music video.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
The priority is definitely the Raptors.
Yep.
Now, they're obviously in town right now. But they weren't in town all weekend. So here's what happened. Drake watched the game on Thursday in Toronto. Then at some point, he took his Drake jet, Air Drake, to Vegas to meet up with the Raptors. That includes Lowry. It includes Kawhi. Spicy P was there. Marcus. All the team, like lots of team members, and the trophy. Mm. And on Friday night, they took over the win. They were at XS, which is the club that Drake regularly shows up at the win in Vegas, and kind of turned the club into Jurassic Park, like another Jurassic Park. Pulled the players up on stage. He was hugging the trophy a lot.
Yeah,
I feel like
that.
The trophy belonged to Drake this weekend. And then some of the players went back on Saturday. Like Freddie and Nick Nurse came here back on Saturday, but then some stayed until Sunday and came back with Drake on Air Drake, which is what I would have done.
That's the way you want to do
that. They came back like yesterday, right? They came back yesterday.
That's right. So half of them came back on Saturday and the other half came back on Sunday. Kawhi and Kyle, I believe, came back on Sunday on Air Drake.
I think.
As they should.
Lainey, have you seen the inside of Air Drake?
I have. Well, as much as Drake will show us, yes, I have seen the inside of Air Drake. It's amazing.
Stunning.
Can I interject and say that he got that plane for free?
Correct.
And that's why he's been showing it off so much, because I think that's part of the deal with Cargojet.
But it's not like he doesn't have the money, because he released two songs this weekend, Omerita and Money from the Grave. But the thing is, there's a lyric in Omerita where he says, $2 million a show for the residency. I mean, I'm not quoting exactly. I can't, like, you know, drop a bar like he can. but he, every time he shows up, his his residency with the Wynn and the XS is, according to him, $2 million.
Okay.
So he made $2 million with the Raptors this weekend and the trophy.
Now that explains the weekend not getting the deal too, doesn't it? Remember that a couple weeks ago?
Ouch.
But earned, like, all the money he earns for them, like, it's worth it, because look at the Wynn is saying, well, we signed Drake, and he brought the NBA champions with the Larry O'Brien trophy to the show.
Wow.
I mean, it's almost a steal.
It is a steal.
Right?
And the fact that Drake is getting paid each time he seems like he's spending money to party, he's actually making money.
That's what he's saying, and I believe him, because, I mean, the way he rolls, why wouldn't I? Now, he also said he's designing the championship ring. He went on Instagram Live. I don't know if you saw it. It was like a 10-minute comedy show.
It was.
It was so good. And he said during his Instagram Live, I think it was Thursday night, right after the win, that he's going to be designing the championship rings. Anyway, everybody, the winner of everything is Drake.
Yeah.
That's
we'll
great.
See you today. Now, it's 8:07 Eastern. In about 8 minutes is At The Math. Yes, at 8:15 a.m. Eastern, Taylor Swift's new video for You Need to Calm Down will be released. And yesterday, she revealed that the video features all kinds of cameos. Ellen DeGeneres, Ryan Reynolds, Billy Porter, almost all the Queer Eye guys.
That's great.
So many celebrities are going to be featured in this video, and apparently more. Yeah. She did clear up one rumor, though. There were a lot of people who thought that because this song seems like an LGBTQ plus anthem, that she and Katy Perry, they made up, like, you know, recently, that they were going to kiss in the video. She has gone and left a comment on her fans' pages saying, that is absolutely not true. Stop spreading this nonsense.
Okay, very good. All right, where are you going to be today during that parade, huh?
Well, we're in studio, but we might be coming in live with some hits during the parade, so check it out. But anyway, Marcy Ian is on the parade route.
Yeah.
Our girl is there,
this
so check her out.
This is a woman who's had tickets since the beginning Raptors start here in Toronto.
That's right.
And would go with her dad all the time. I love that story. Well, Lainey, have a great day. We'll see you tonight. CTV, E-Talk at 7 o'clock.
Definitely.
And before that, on the social. That's awesome.
Get Marcy a seat on Air Drake.
Why not? Yeah.
With a stat like that. That's awesome. Thank
Good
you, Lainey.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
June 17th will forever be known as We the North Day. It's trending. That's the official name Mayor John Tory has given today in honor of the Raptors NBA Championship Parade, which is not far away. It's beginning at 10 a.m. at the Prince's Gates at the CNE. It's going to travel along Lakeshore Boulevard west to York Street and then up University Avenue, ending with that big rally at Nathan Phillips Square for noon. Road closures were set to start between 9 and 10 a.m. Some closures have already begun because of the crowds. Mm-hmm. Lakeshore is already trending also because crowds are forming all along Lakeshore now, and Nathan Phillips Square is packed. They've warned people it's likely going to be at capacity sooner than you think, so prepare yourself with a plan B, C, D, and E in case you can't get close enough to the rally. Just find an alternate viewing plan.
There's so many routes that they're going up there, so it's widespread. There's a lot of places to see them as they go by. Yeah,
yeah. And just confirmed from CP24, Raptors superfan Nav Bhatia will be the honorary parade marshal.
Yay!
Very, very nice.
Which
very
is
nice.
Great. Five open-air double-decker buses are going to carry the Raptors players and their families and friends. And confirmed, Raptors global ambassador Drake will have his own float.
Of course he will.
Look at that.
So at the Nathan Phillips Square rally, you can, of course, expect to hear directly from some of the team. I'm guessing Coach Nick Nurse, maybe President Masai Ujiri. But now, dare we say, will there be a performance from Drake?
I think there should be.
Nathan Phillips Square might need some repairs if that happens.
I'm going to tell you something. The stage is set, and it's a beautiful stage.
Cool. Okay.
And there's there's like two stages, a main stage and a side stage. And I thought about that as we had talked about it last week.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it is performance ready. So just letting you know.
I posted, so we sent, I like calling you our field reporter.
Yeah.
we sent you over and you went there and you were like talking to people and getting footage. So we put it on our socials. Sure. So if you want to check out Chum Stories, you can see Marilyn's POV and get a look at this stage because it really is something. They're expecting 1.5 and 2 million people. That is really, that's a lot of people. So Jamar and I are going to head over to Nathan Phillips Square, hoping they saved us a decent spot at the media center. Hopefully we can see something.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, if you aren't a big fan of crowds, we're going to mention that CTV, TSN, CTV News, and CP24 are all going to be broadcasting live parade footage beginning at 10 a.m. They're going to have a great spot. And News Talk 1010, their host Ryan Doyle, Jim Richards, and former Raptors head coach Butch Carter, they're all going to be broadcasting live from Nathan Phillips Square, also starting at 10. Mayor John Tory is going to join them. They're going to have special guests. You're going to see everything on social media. If you do get stuck at work, just, you know what? You can live stream this from your desktop.
Yes, you can. We've got this too. We've got it all covered.
Yeah, we're going to have this for you all day. We'll recap this tomorrow morning. I can't wait.
What a morning it's going to be.
Yeah.
What a morning it already is.
It's the day. It's like, it's so full. It's just such a great vibe. You know, and we just took a look at CP24 is doing such great coverage of what's happening at Nathan Phillips Square. But just me walking back to 299 Queen Street West, I just was like this. Wow, it's just red and purple and white. People coming in, all ages, all ethnicities. It's just going to be a great day.
Can't wait.
Uh-huh.
There is nothing like a championship parade.
It's the best.
The best celebration.
Anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Oh.
Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.